minutes of September 18th.
Awesome, thank you.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes of September 18th?
So moved.
Attorney Sinetti, is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Gray, any discussion? Attorney Evangelisti could not vote on this because he wasn't a member of the board then, but that leaves 1, 2, 3, so we're fine.
So it'd be 5-0.
All in favor of approving those minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. I skipped right over secretary's report. Is there a secretary's report?
Do you ever do a report?
No. Any new business, old business?
New business is I'm going to reach out to the states now with the new law that went into effect yesterday about the disqualifiers going from 20 years down to 8 years. And I will be sending out emails to all the towns to hopefully get some people off my backlog. We'll see.
Surprising number of missing applicants.
I want to know if there's a way, without like getting into super big details, to make people understand that they're going to lose their case if they don't withdraw.
Now, having lost the case, they can't come back.
They can come back.
Not to us.
They just have to reapply.
They would have to reapply,
yes, yeah.
Right?
And go through
and then
the
if they get denied again, then they still can come back to us.
But
to me, it's like such a response, as far as getting a pistol permit, that's a big responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, call us and withdraw. If you're not going to come because you know you have a disqualifier or you know, this guy that just came, he says, I wasn't sure whether I should come or I shouldn't. I'd known he had an automatic disqualifier, I would have told him not to come. But just,
five cases today.
Oh, yeah, no, it's disturbing to me. I mean, 15 cases, I expected to be here till later.
Dinner time?
Later than now. Later than now. But I wish there was some way we could incorporate that into our letter, saying, if you choose not to come, you know, withdraw your case instead of lose your case. And
you could say, you should please call or email if you're not going to attend the hearing.
Well, we do
put in an RSVP.
We do an RSVP, mm-hmm. which that doesn't usually work.
Yeah, and make it more clear. That's all.
Right.
But it's really, I would think, a terrible inconvenience for the town.
Oh, absolutely. These people travel from a far distance to come here.
It also hurts everybody waiting in line for a hearing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. I mean, unfortunately, it's too late to ask somebody else to step up and come in.
No, at that point,
you know?
I guess. Yeah.
What?
When we send the dates, do they confirm? Do we ask them for a confirmation?
We ask for them to RSVP that they're coming or not coming.
Yeah.
But when they don't come, they just don't RSVP.
Yeah.
And it's not a mandatory
RSVP. I know.
RSVP.
And we did discuss the necessity to proactively say you're coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, and if they didn't proactively say,
yes, I'm coming.
Yes, I'm coming, we would take them off, and we were said, no, we can't do that.
Can't do that.
Yeah, we did try. We ran that up for 5 minutes.
Hey, I think we should do money. I think money talks. I say, you know what? You give us $20 to appeal. If you show up, you get your $20 back. If you don't show up, we keep it and
buy dinner with it.
And buy dinner with it. Or lunch or, you know, whatever.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, who seconded it? I'm sorry.